crazy. 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 Elon Musk taking over Twitter for $44 billion. Which seemed overpriced to me for Twitter. I'd price Twitter closer to about 500 quid. Because if history has shown us anything, all technology becomes obsolete in a minute. And worse still, if you're still using old technology, you're an idiot. When I was a kid, everyone had vinyl. Then there were tapes. If you didn't have a Sony Walkman, you were a twat. And then CDs came along, proving what we didn't know at the time, tapes were atrocious. And then digital came along, proving what we didn't know all along, CDs were cumbersome, indestructible pieces of shit. And we all got bored of digital. What do we want? Vinyl again. What? I thought we got rid of that 40 years ago, because it was rubbish. Yeah, but wait a minute, and rubbish becomes retro. In short, no technology is worth anything, because in a minute, it will become a laughing stock, and you'll have to play the long game if you want to make money out of it, when it becomes retro. Hard to believe, in a couple of years, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram will all be judged in the same breath as Friends Reunited and Ask Jeeves. Poor Jeeves. He gets ass shit these days. He's old and dying and no one asks him anything anymore, apart from Jeeves, when will you die? Poor Jeeves. But poorer me, who didn't know any of this. At 7 years old, spent a year saving for the latest, greatest computer of the early 80s, the Commodore VIC-20. An amazing computer. It could do anything. And after a year, a whole year, saving a few pounds every week from my paper round, I finally had the money, and so nervous and excited, went into the shop and counted out all my pennies, literally, and walked out with my £140 shiny VIC-20. So lucky, the last one in the shop. What I didn't realise at the time was it was the last one sold ever. And exactly 1 minute after I bought this, the production line was stopped. All support was stopped. And it was replaced by the far superior Commodore 64. And literally the next week, I saw one in a shop for £15. And I was basically the laughing stock of all my friends who had a Commodore 64. And I had a VIC-20, which had the processing power of a sharpened pencil. It was completely useless. And I still have it in a box in my loft, waiting for the day it will become retro, which will of course never happen. And the only time it will have any worth is if Jeeves asks me to finish him off and I bash him to death with it. And with his dying breath, I'd ask Jeeves one last question. I'd say, Jeeves, shall I buy shares in Twitter, Jeeves? And even Jeeves, who hasn't been asked a question in 20 years and has just been clubbed to near death, by a massive, cumbersome, obsolete computer would be able to tell you, don't go anywhere near it. You will lose everything. Lots of love. Please follow me on Twitter @NathanObsolete.